Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
It's Thursday, the 13th of February. Coming up, there's going to be an independent review into maternity services at East Kent hospitals.
Those at the top have to take full responsibility for whatever has happened within the trust. So there will be no stone left unturned.
Find out how much a council tax bill is going to go up by this year.
It's fair to say that it's not as bad as it could have been and not as bad as it has been in previous years.
And hear from Kent's most eco-friendly school.
We do a lot of things of recycling, like we're making a greenhouse out of plastic bottles.
Kent Online News.
First up today, a public inquiry is not going to be held into maternity services at East Kent hospitals, but there will be an independent NHS review. Concerns have been raised about a number of potentially preventable baby deaths after a coroner ruled the death of Harry Richford a week after he was born at the QEQM in Margate in 2017 was wholly avoidable. It's been discussed in the House of Commons today. North Thanet MP Sir Roger Gale says a lot of families have been affected.
This morning, I spoke with a husband and wife living now in Australia who, 2 months after the death of Harry Richford, lost their own child under similarly tragic circumstances, and it was the most harrowing call I've ever taken in 36 years in this House of Commons. They deserve and need the opportunity to achieve closure and move forward. These parents need to know that the failures in protocol, the failures in clinical judgment, and that the failings in management have been addressed.
26 cases are being examined at the Trust, which also covers the William Harvey in Ashford. Health Minister Nadine Dorries has been giving us an update on the action being taken.
Last night I asked my officials if they could look into sending the Independent Health Service Investigation Board back in to do a deep dive to look back over historic cases and existing cases at the Trust. And I just want to reiterate that the Trust is a safe place for any woman who is pregnant now or will be giving birth at the Trust. We have some of the very best people and clinicians working in that Trust right now. And I would just like to add that NHS England and NHS Improvements are commissioning themselves an independent review into East Kent maternity services. Part of that inquiry, I am very sure, will be a full assessment of the executive team at the hospital and the board at the hospital, because of course those at the top have to take full responsibility for whatever has happened within the Trust. So there will be no, I hope Simon Stevens at NHS England won't mind me saying that no stone in the inquiry will be left unturned. I will certainly be looking for reassurances that that is the case. And right down from ward level up to the Chief Executive's office, this inquiry will be thorough and it will be robust because I will make sure it is. NHS Improvements are in there. And as I said, Chief Midwife Jacqueline Dunkley-Bent has sent in some of the best midwives, obstetrician and neonatologists in the country from outstanding trusts in there to support the Trust. They are having twice daily huddles on the wards, which is where multidisciplinary teams get together and discuss on an ongoing regular basis what is happening on the wards at that time, what disciplines are involved, what measures are being taken. We have fresh eyes looking at the reading cartography, which measures the fetal heart rates and the contractions. We have fresh eyes, so a second pair of eyes reading those cartography readouts, so it's not just down to one midwife. So there is a huge amount of support that has gone into the Trust. As I've said, it is today a safe place for anyone to give birth. But, you know, we are taking this very seriously. HZIB's report over the last 2 weeks and CQC's, we will be publishing the findings in due course.
East Kent Hospitals Trust have apologised to all the families they've let down and say they're taking all the necessary steps to provide safe care.
Kent Online reports.
Elsewhere today, six teenagers have been charged with murdering an 18-year-old man from Dartford. Clinton Evbota was stabbed to death in Camberwell in South London last October. A 16-year-old boy has already appeared in court accused of killing him. A group aged between 15 and 18 have also now been charged. Meantime, a teenager will go on trial next month accused of supplying ecstasy to a 15-year-old Kent boy who later died. Oasis Academy pupil Emre Hussein collapsed at his home in Sheerness Inverness earlier this month after taking MDMA. A 17-year-old boy from Sidcup, who we're not allowed to name because of his age, is also charged with threatening a person with a knife following an unrelated incident on the same day. Flood alerts are in force in parts of Kent. You probably won't guess because of all that heavy rain. Strong winds have also been causing some travel disruption just days after we were hit by Storm Kira. Well, weather warnings for this weekend have been upgraded as we get ready for Storm Dennis. An amber alert for rain has been issued for the west of the county on Sunday. Yellow warnings for wind and rain are already in place for pretty much the whole weekend. Now, an important meeting has been taking place today to decide how much council tax we're going to be paying in Kent this year. Paul Francis is our political editor.
We're at that time of the year when our elected representatives in the form of county councillors are deciding how to spend your money and, importantly, how much council tax you're going to have to pay to provide the services that the council provides. It's used to contribute to the costs of running Kent County Council's vast range of services, and that means social care, provision, education, our roads. So the money you pay in your council tax goes towards a whole range of different services the county council provides. Obviously, you know, the council tax bill incorporates a lot of different elements, and it's how much you pay is based on the property value of your house. So the average for Kent, which is measured by the number of Band C properties, is that your tax will be going up by £46.08 this year. You know, councils like to present it in the form of how many pennies a week it's going to cost you, because that's a lot less than the headline-grabbing figure. And, of course, you've got to remember that council tax increases have been going up year on year, so the compound effect of council tax increases is pretty high. It's fair to say that it's not as bad as it could have been, and not as bad as it has been in previous years, because the government has come up with some more money for certain areas, and there is this additional income for adult social care, but it still represents a rise in the council tax bill, and the council has got fairly extraordinary debts that it's got to address. Cumulative borrowing debts are around about £1 billion, so there's an issue there in terms of servicing that debt and making repayments. It's an historic debt which goes back a very long time, but nevertheless does present another pressure on the council's budget. When you explain to people what the council tax covers, because a lot of people don't know the range of funding and the range of services the county council provides, people generally think, well, that's, you know, it's fair enough, we've got to make some contribution to it. But it's a bit like asking how long is a piece of string.
Kent Online reports.
Southern Water has appeared in court over allegations of more than 8,000 sewage breaches, including some at treatment plants in Kent. The Environment Agency launched a criminal investigation which has led to the company facing 51 charges relating to incidents that are said to have happened between 2010 and 2015. Some allegedly involve sites in Whitstable, Swales, Sittingbourne, Herne Bay and the Isle of Sheppey. The case will be heard at Crown Court next month. £26 million could be spent on a brand new leisure centre in Deal. Tides has been earmarked for a complete revamp that would see the existing pool demolished. If it's given the go-ahead, the current one will close for 2 years while construction is carried out. Now, dozens of schools across Kent have been honoured for the work they're doing to protect the environment. The Green School Awards have been celebrating pupils who are getting involved in projects like recycling, running their own gardens and joining walking buses. I spoke to students from Dover College who were named overall green champions.
My name's Tilly and I go to Dover College.
Lovely, Tilly. Now, you've just won a very special award. What does that mean to you guys? Because you do an awful lot of work trying to be really eco-friendly, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it means a lot because it just, we can improve from it and make our school better with environmental stuff, so yeah.
And what sort of things do you particularly enjoy doing as far as eco-friendly stuff is concerned?
Well, we have forest school with one of our teachers, Miss Bean, and it's really fun because we do a bunch of, like, recycling things, and we make plastic bottle things for our shed, and we use bamboo sticks to attach them to there, so...
Alex, what is it about being green that you really enjoy?
Because we're helping the environment, and then we're making us a better place to live.
Ava, and what sort of things do you get involved in at the school?
Well, when we have forest school, we do a lot of things of recycling. Like, we're making a greenhouse out of plastic bottles, and once we've done that, at the end of the lesson, we go around and pick up all the litter and things.
That's fantastic. Does everyone in the school like to get involved, do you think?
Yes, because we also have a mud kitchen for the little ones and things. So everyone enjoys it.
My name's James.
So James, what is it that you like to get involved in? What things have you particularly enjoyed doing?
I like helping the little ones with their environmental friendly topics and stuff. And I like helping with older children as well.
And do you take any of the stuff that you do at school back home? Have you done anything, maybe told people at home about how important it is not to use as much plastic, things like that?
Yes, at home we have tried to reduce our plastic use. And once we do projects in the summer, and one of my projects was a tree. And I stuck all the stuff that we needed to help the environment on it.
I'm Leo, and and from the little ones to the older ones, we've been learning about global dimensions and what things can help to help the environment and what can be bad to environment.
And what do you like about walking to school?
That you get to see more things that you wouldn't see, because sometimes you see friends from your old school walking in the same route.
And a rare game board that was found by a Tunbridge Wells woman on a scrap heap more than 50 years ago could be worth up to £20,000. It's going under the hammer in Bromley later this month. You can see a picture of it at Kent Online. That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online podcast.